This episode is called A Good Soldier Follows Orders.
And you have to repeat it like 20 times. That's the title of the episode.
No, it's not called that. Yeah, it's called The Unknown.
Unknown.
But what's it called? It's unknown.
A Good Soldier Follows Orders.
We're back. So good being home.
We got Jar Jar in the studio today.
Oh no,
he's knocking over everything. Oh, who could have seen this would happen?
Jar Jar is not in this episode.
No, but we're back. So I had to say, we're back.
We're back.
We're going home.
It's been a while. We're back. Yeah, welcome back to Star Wars Total Rewatch. My name's Aaron.
I'm Daniel.
I'm Cody.
And this is the show where we totally are rewatching all of Star Wars from beginning to end. And we are going through the Clone Wars for quite a long time. It's a long show.
It's been years.
It has literally been a couple years. Yep. But we're almost at the end. Season 6 is the last season that was ever made of the Clone Wars.
Psych!
Nope. But Season 7 was made much later, so we're considering doing some stuff in between.
Yes, we're kind of going in a chronologically released order of things.
Well, and I think you have to. Even if we tried going in order of events, like in universe, it wouldn't work because every new thing they make takes place at a different point in the timeline anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so quick synopsis. We have quite the situation that arises in this episode. Everything starts coming together. There's all sorts of pieces of the puzzle falling into place.
This episode could change everything that happens in Revenge of the Sith.
It could.
Except it doesn't. Because that already
it
was made.
It could. It almost upsets all of Palpatine's plans. Yes.
All right, so there's some clones and some Jedis fighting in some random space station somewhere, and one of the clones has a little bit of a hiccup and executes Order 66 prematurely and kills...
He has a little bit of a hiccup and kills a Jedi.
Yeah,
hiccuped and his finger just slipped in the...
So needless to say, that's bad. Everybody is confused. They're fighting Admiral Trench, who has survived.
Yay, he returns.
And so he informs Dooku of what has happened, and then Dooku goes back to Palpatine, and it's just a whole game of telephone where they were like, oh, we should probably get this clone because we don't want the Jedi figuring out that there's a secret order that will have the clones turn on them. So they try to steal the clone, Tup, I believe his name is.
Yep.
So the Separatists steal him back before he gets sent to Kamino, but then...
Anakin Fives and Rex.
Yep, they steal him back. Yes. And they do send him to Kamino.
Right.
That's the end of the episode.
Right.
It's a good one.
It is. The arc is good. This episode, there's not a lot that happens, except they're setting up what it's about, which is interesting. So,
yeah. And is this the first introduction to these Jedi sisters, twin sisters?
As far as I know, yeah. What are their names?
They are very similar. And
Tiplar and Tipli.
Okay. Yeah. Twin sister Jedis. That's interesting.
Yeah, can you think that would be a conflict of...
What? Attachment issues?
Family attachment, yeah.
Well, not anymore, because Tiplar dies.
Oof. Oh. Too soon.
Their species, I guess they're called Mikians. M-I-K-K.
Okay. Kind of feathery or something, right?
They're like underwater. It's like, what's the Aquaman?
Oh, right.
All the time. They've got their flowing hair.
Yeah, but they're not underwater.
I thought they looked like Kit Fisto, kind of, I guess, because they look like an aquatic species. He's a Nautilin.
Mm-hmm. I would concur with your statement.
Do we see them more than this episode?
Not Diplar.
Do we see the species more, maybe?
Oh.
I don't think
not that, so. Nothing that's standing out in my memory,
right.
I guess.
Yeah.
This episode has a lot of things brought back from early on in the series. such as those flying space droids. Remember we saw them?
Yeah, the flying B2.
Way back when.
L droids.
And
the dwarf spider droids.
Yeah, that, and especially Admiral Trench.
Yeah.
Who we saw in, I don't know, when was that? Season 2?
Yeah, it was the little stealth ship.
Stealth ship? I don't even remember.
Oh, yeah. The episode Cat and Mouse, where the Republic had some stealth ship. That it was like they were on a submarine.
Okay.
And they were trying to outsmart Admiral Trench.
Well,
and they did. They blew him up.
I was going to say, I seem to recall him blowing up pretty conclusively. And here he is just suddenly. But he's got like robot arms and a couple of robot eyes.
Mm-hmm. And a robot
monocle.
Fang?
Does he have one of his little pincers as a robot?
Yes.
Nice. Because did we say he's the spider guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
He clicks all the time. It's great.
And we've also got some clones we haven't seen for a while. Tup here.
I know.
And Fives, who's been around from the very beginning.
Tup and Fives. Mm-hmm. It's great. Well, it's not great.
No, it's not. Tup is telling me that he first showed up in the Umbara episodes, but
oh, thanks Tup for that information.
I didn't say he's telling me. It's what? It's telling me the.
Oh, I thought you said Tup is telling me.
Yeah, he just. Sorry, what's that, Tup? He's he's talking into my earpiece here. He's telling me something about what good soldiers are supposed to do here.
Yeah, can he repeat that? I didn't quite catch it the first time.
They do what? They follow what?
Oh.
Orders.
Oh, okay.
Hors d'oeuvres?
Sorry, I don't know.
I don't know what you're telling me.
All right, we're going to have to get back to Tup on that one.
But, yes, Tup, I feel like, was very, very slow in his execution of Tiplar.
Sure.
And I feel like she could have easily moved out the way. But she kind of just sat there and watched him slowly point his blaster at her.
Well, she was like, what are you doing?
I think it was so unexpected. She didn't think he was even trying to shoot her. She saw, even though he's pointing a gun at her, she's just confused, really.
Well, we see it played back again because Admiral Trench is watching like a hologram recording.
Yep.
And it happened a lot faster than in real time.
Right, right. This is just like a...
Yeah, it was slow motion
force
for a dramatic
sensing.
Effect.
Just like...
Sure. Spidey senses kicked in.
Yeah.
We were talking about this Order 66 thing.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly that's what's happening with Tup.
Yes.
But they don't actually say that in this episode, if I remember.
No, they don't. They just say contingency plan.
Well, but Trench doesn't know.
Yes. Yeah, that's one thing.
He's just seeing very odd behavior in a clone, and so he reports it to Dooku. But then Dooku, I think we see him talking to Sidious, yeah.
Because, yeah, he was on the Order of the Clones, so he...
Under the name Tyrannus.
Lord Tyrannus.
Oh, I forgot all about that. Yeah, of course, Dooku knows all about this.
So, obviously, Dooku's like, aw, shoot, they're not supposed to be doing that right now. I better go tell my boss. It seems a little weird to hear Darth Sidious be like, my plans could be ruined!
Well, he's always so sure of himself.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, if he thinks that his plans could be ruined from this, then...
That means it's really
bad.
They
could be ruined from this. Yes. So I wonder what would have happened. I suppose they would have said, wait a second, wait, we gotta check all of you clones out. You probably all got something going on like this.
We need to issue a recall notice.
Right. Oh, boy. Just send it back to this address.
Yeah. So since we don't know that it's their programming that is at fault here, everybody thinks it's some kind of virus or like a brainwashing thing that was done by the separatists to Tup somehow. And now it's like we've got to quarantine him and get him to Kamino.
At this point in Star Wars, there still isn't anything about like that control chip, right?
No.
I don't think Episode 3 said there was a chip, right? It's still just programming or conditioning or something. I forget if this arc introduces that or if that comes in somewhere here. Okay.
Yeah, it eventually does.
Is this controversial?
What, the inhibitor chip?
The idea. I'm not quite sure what to make of it. I'm sure we'll get into it more. But,
do you mean like our
like
fans?
Like a midichlorian type controversy or like from an ethical point
as
of view?
As an explanation for the clones. Carrying out Order 66, that it's some kind of
widely accepted
chip in their brain.
It's not like a... Okay. Well, we'll find out later. It's not exactly like a computer chip.
It's not like it's a computer chip in the implant. Okay. So I was like, that would seem very obvious.
Yeah. Like, you think they would just notice it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. On the first medical exam.
They're like, huh, there's a chip in your brain. Like, yeah, they all got that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, we certainly aren't going to look in any further into that.
Yeah. Yeah, but we'll see. We'll find out later
on. We'll get into it, yeah. That's what I was saying. I'm sure we will.
I feel like in a way it's not even a spoiler. Like, I just know about it.
Right.
I don't even remember where I heard about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you heard about it here.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess that's right. But yeah, as you said, as an ethical thing, yes, it would be a controversial thing to do.
Well, that's not what I meant.
In case you're thinking about...
Dad doesn't care about the clones. I mean, come on.
About implanting inhibitor chips into someone.
I don't find that controversial in the slightest.
Oh, okay.
It seems fine to me.
I'm about to get interrupted. You guys can keep talking if you want.
That's fine. Aaron has been... called away to Kamino. Yeah. We will carry on the mission.
Yes. Where are we?
Well, now it's this back and forth. They get Tup on a shuttle.
They tug of war.
Yeah, and then the Separatists do some surprise attack. I guess we didn't explain where they are because it kind of doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But it's the planet of
what's the name
Ringo
of it?
Vinda, because Ooh. It has a ring space station around it.
I can hear the takedown notices from Halo coming in.
Not the first to do this idea.
Yeah.
But what's kind of interesting is that the Republic is like controlling one side and Separatists control the other side.
Yeah.
And so most of the fighting is just being done like in these corridors of this giant space station. So they're just playing a little cat and mouse, you could say, with the Tup.
Yeah, they've just been going back and forth. First the Republicanism, then the Separatists, then the Republic. Oh my goodness, it's just so confusing.
A lot of clones get killed.
Yep, they do. That's pretty brutal. There's some creepy buzz droids.
Oh, yeah. And some cool super battle droids, which I actually don't know if we've seen them before. Like the rocket ones?
Yes, they did. They jumped onto, it was the Lemur episode, I think?
Yeah, I remember one of the episodes at the beginning.
Yep.
But I feel like they didn't look like this.
Yeah, this one's got some funky color scheme.
There was a fun little scenario where Anakin and Fives and Rex, they land a shuttle like, on the underside of the space station ring, and then the camera like rotates all the way around to show that they're actually upside down.
Cinematography.
Yeah, except they're in space. There's no up or down. It's not like all the blood is rushing into their head because they're on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be gravity pulling them towards the planet, so that actually doesn't really make sense. They must have had their magnetic boots.
Yeah,
except it doesn't look like that. Never mind. They don't. It is totally unexplained.
There's magical.
All right.
Space gravity.
It has its own gravity.
Don't worry about it. Their plan then is to wait for the shuttle to fly out of the hangar, and then they grapple onto the shuttle as it's flying away and get yanked off.
Right.
Cruising at, you know, however fast that's going.
Right.
Just continues this fully realistic Star Wars sci-fi universe.
Yes. I mean, they do make a point about experiencing drag in space.
I don't know. They do save Tup again.
Yes.
And then...
him and Fives get... sent to.
I like that it's like, oh, actually, let's just send him in a bigger ship so he doesn't get captured again.
Yep.
Right. Fives goes with him.
Yeah.
And we'll see further adventures of Fives and Tup in the next episode.
Yes. Which is called Conspiracy.
Good Soldier Follows Orders. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
It's a wrap.